very complex verse, verse number 21. Karya karana kartutve hetur prakriti ruchyate purusha sukha dukkhanam bhoktutve hetu ruchyate. So the simple translation is, all the changes that appear to be there in this world of name and forms are due to Prakriti. All the changes that you see. Because the very nature of Prakriti is changing. Constantly changing. That's why it's Prakriti. Because Purusha is changeless. And so the first sentence, or the first half of this verse says, Karya karana kartutve hetu prakriti ruchyate. It is said that Prakriti is the cause in production of what we call cause and effect. And in the second line it says, Purusha sukha dukkhanam bhoktrutve hetu ruchyate. And Purusha, the higher nature of Prakriti, is said to be the cause of experiencing the pleasure and the pain. Pleasure and pain basically symbolize everything that we experience in this world. Because if you really look at all our experiences in this world, they are only classified under these two categories. Either pain or pleasure. Some might have more pain and less pleasure. Some might have more pleasure and less pain. Some might be totally pain. Some might be totally pleasure. But all actions can be classified to give us pain and pleasure. And what the Lord says is, the cause of that is said to be the Purusha, the higher nature of Prakriti. Whereas, the cause of all the changes in the Prakriti, the lower nature, is the Prakriti. So with this as the general statement of the verse, we should know now how these effects are created by the cause called Prakriti. All the effects that are seen as changes, how is that created by the Prakriti, the lower level of Prakriti, Apara Prakriti. Does anybody have Bhagavad Gita that I can read? Can you pull out chapter number 11, verse 15, 16 and 17? In verse 15, 16 and 17 of chapter 11, which is called the cosmic form of the Lord. In these three verses, 15, 16 and 17, it is shown that the macrocosmic gross elements, which is the overall gross world of names and forms, they at the individual, that is microcosmic level, are the five sense organs. That is what is explained in those three verses. That's why I'm relating it to them. Verses 15, 16 and 17, chapter 11. Gurudev has very beautifully explained that the gross world of names and forms, when individualized into the individual name and form, the gross elements, five elements, they become the five indriyas, five senses of perception. And therefore, through these five senses of perception, they pick up all the stimuli from the world of names and forms. They bring the stimuli back to the mind, and the proper response to the stimuli received from the world of names and forms has to be given by someone, something that is, that understands the stimuli, that can reason and discriminate between what is to be done and what is not to be done. And that is intellect. So the BMI-based sense organs go out in the world and receive the stimuli, bring the stimuli. Remember, sense organs do not make decisions. They bring the message, take it to mind. Mind, as a rule, should not make the decision. Most of the time it does. That's why we have serious diabetes and we want to eat sweets. Because the mind has taken over intellect. Should be the other way around. The discriminating power called intellect should intervene. Say, no, you can't eat sweets. You have diabetes, you are going to get sick. We are going to have a problem. But we don't allow that to happen. In most our cases, our mind is much stronger than the discriminating intellect. That is where all the problems are. There's only one Gujarati couple, so I won't quote the. There's a nice line of poetry in Gujarati. It says, Badiye majavo hati rate rate ne santap enom savare savare. That's exactly what it means. One day we'll see it in the next way. It's fun. Anyway. So that discriminating, reasoning element called intellect receives this stimuli. And that intellect, illumined by the reflected consciousness, comes to believe it is the individual, it is the ego, it is the doer, it is the owner, it is the enjoyer. And that makes the decision as to what to do. But behind it is that conditioned consciousness, reflected consciousness, which enlivens the mind, or rather the intellect, acts as an ego and thinks that it is the doer. And therefore that conditioned consciousness, which is part of the Prakriti, causes all these changes in the world, called effects. Because by sending back the responses to the stimuli, it creates the experiences. Am I making sense? By sending back the responses to the stimuli received from the world of names and forms, it creates the experiences that we tend to experience as quote-unquote enjoyer, doer. And that gets us into the never-ending cycling effect called transmigration. From one life to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other. So that is how, in this verse, the Lord explains that the cause is the Prakriti for creating all these effects. All these effects are created and that's fine. Somebody has to experience them. And it is that ego that experiences it, as we say, the conditioned consciousness that experiences it. And with those experiences, as we said, what are those experiences? Pain, pleasure. Nothing else. Pain and pleasure. That's it. In varying degrees of pain and pleasure. And therefore, that Purusha, conditioned consciousness, that individualized jiva, that ego, is said to be the cause of the pain and pleasure experiences. Make sense? God, we are so serious. There's nothing serious going on here, okay? Absolutely nothing. Sincere, yes. Nothing serious. Gurudev always used to say, never be seen, never be serious. He used to say that all the time. Never be serious. Then in the immediate next breath, he used to say, but always be sincere. Because if you're sincere, you never have to be serious. Because seriousness is born of apprehension. Apprehension is born of uncertainty as to what is right, what is wrong. Should I say this? Should I not say this? Would I look like a fool? Would I look like an intelligent person? All these ego-based stupidities that we carry with us, each one of us, is what keeps us serious. Don't be serious. There's nothing to be serious in this world. Enjoy. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the people. Enjoy the place. Enjoy the time. All the way. There you go. See? Makes my day. Really there. Smile. Don't be serious. So anyway, so this is what essentially verse number 21 says, that the Prakriti is said to be the cause in producing this cause and effect relationship, and the Purusha is said to be the cause of experiencing this pain and pleasure. Now we know that all this is really good stuff, but in verse number 22nd, the Lord explains, oh, let me step back one more. So, Prakriti and Purusha. One creates the changes, the other experiences it. And because of these experiences of pain and pleasure, this experience is put together in the totality. It is called samsara. That is the samsara. Samsarati, that which constantly changes. Samsarati iti samsara. That which constantly changes is samsara. So we saw constant changes in creating the cause-effect relationship. There's constant changes in pain and pleasure. Behind it, the only thing that's never changing is the absolute reality, the Brahman. So, in verse number 22nd, the Lord explains, what is this samsara? What is it? What is this samsara?
Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet, om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya, om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate, purnasya purnamadaya, purnameva vashishyate, om shanti shanti shanti, harihi om shri gurubhyo namaha, harihi om, Sadgurunath Maharaj ki.